Gemara says you should learn that from Yula. The color of Kerry Kula. You should be able to buy it. You should have a Yula. You should be able to buy it. 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 Yula has a young one. Shlichus yad mag tanya kol dvar pesha b'shama yomem l'chayu al ha-machshava b'maisa. As this nekuda is a big shayla nirshayna of how to learn. On one side, l'chayra the drasha is a kol dvar pesha. Mashma that you need a dibur. On the other hand, the lashon of Beis Shammai is l'chayiv al ha-machshava b'maisa. Mashma that you don't need a dibur. It's enough for machshava. So what's the pshat? Is it a dibur or is it a machshava? Which one? As in the Ritva over here, the Ritva speaks out that avada, you need a diva, because the lashon of the pasuk is al kol dvar pesha. That's if you displace this rush. Aye, so why is it called a machshava? Zot the Ritva garin tusav. The Ritva says it loud. He says there are three levels that you find in shas. There's one where you need a diva mamish. Diva mamish means you spoke to the point that someone could hear you. It's level number one. Level number two is you said it, but you didn't say it loud enough that anyone could hear you. Like a lot of the bachim during Shmona Esrei, during Chesam Mazen, the lips are moving, you hope something's coming out, but no one in the world could hear. Yeah, this is number two. Level number three is belief. You're thinking and you're not. The Ritva says stam, pirush amida. Whenever in Shas you have hearer, hearer means believe, the lips aren't moving. Whenever in Shas it says machshava, machshava means your mouth is moving, but no one hears. Dibur is when someone hears. Dibur means to talk to someone. That's the pirush of dibur. Stam, you talk to yourself that no one hears, das ist nicht kein dibur. Dibur is to talk to, those are the three madrigas. In Shas. As he says over here, when the Gemara says I'll call Dvar Pesha, he says that the Loshan Dvar Pesha over here, the Gemara is Mefarish, this Davar is Machshava. It means lower level deeper. The level deeper when no one hears. And you don't need a deeper that someone hears. That's why it's called Machshava. There's two levels of dibur, and over here the Gemara is saying you need a dibur of machshav. That's how the Ritva of Taichit. Lemaisa, we found the chover to the Ritva in Rashi and Menachos Tafez Amit Beis. By Pigal also, and Jaloi Lashman, Shimubailim, Vachule, by these psulim, the Lashon of the Gemara is its possible b'machshav. And over there also, there's a machlekes rishainim. Is it mean b'dibur? Or does it mean the lev? Zokt Rashi over there, that by Machsheves Pigul and Machsheves Shaloi Lishma, every time the Gemara says Machsheva Bekachim, it has to come out of your mouth. You have to say it. Aye, if you have to say it, why is it called Machsheva, Fred Rashi? Zokt Rashi, you know why it's called Machsheva? Because we have an Asugya, that Asugya says Machshava, and it's Nilmad from Al Kol Dvar Pesha. As you see, Machshava is also called Dibur in the Torah. It's Rashi Aknech. This is a Yediya Rabasi. The Olam's Loi Son Leif to this Rashi. It's Hamish Choshev Yediya. Zot Rashi, why do you need a Dibur by Pigul? Zot Rashi, because you need any time that you're chayiv ha'oynish, you're not chayiv ha'oynish for a machshava b'leiv, you have to be moitziyat b'svasa. Di'i loy, loy mechayiv. Kach is lashon Rashi. Lefi zeh, Rashi's not a vort b'miyuchad in pigul. Rashi's saying a klal. Whenever you find that you're chayiv for a machshava in the Torah, whether it's pigul, or an asur yishlichas yad according to Beis Shammai, it's the same klal. whenever you find it, it has to be that it's moitzi bepeh. Because if you're just thinking belayt, that's not enough to be machayiv you in a chayish. That's a gavaldik idea. You do on the shurim, they learn differently in this. But kapis meduyi klor in Rashi. It's mafurish in the Rashi of Minochus. Thus is the klal in Rashi over here. Why are we learning shaloi kipshutai? Because Rashi held misfari, you're not mechayiv an oinish what you mahar belayt. Chutzim avoy bizarre. Nenash vehirer belayt. But in kol atay rekuli, you're not nenash vehirer belayt. Only on if something comes out of your mouth. This is mavur in Rashi. However, this is like Rashi in Bab Mitzia Mem Gimel, that the Bach is Mitzayin, that Rashi says that a kol dvar pesha means a dibur. In Rashi by us, Rashi l'choira, the Bach is a stira. Rashi says, Shem Omar o choshav l'shloyach yad b'pikodin, areyu b'shusav. Frag the Bach is stira in Rashi. Rashi in Bab Mitzia, and now we could add Rashi in Menachos Beis Amid Beis. Rashi learns, and even though it says machshava means deeper, he's medayik the lashon l'pasig al kol dvar pesha. Rashi over here, L'choira says, Amira, Oi, Machshava, L'choira Rashi is a stira, as kach is nisha b'tzarech iyon l'bach. Once we have the ritva, ulay, if the olam gives rishus, maybe we could answer Rashi. When Rashi says, Oi, Amira, Oi, Machshava, the Bach understood it. Oi, Amira, he's saying it. He's thinking it and he's not saying it b'chlal. Once we have the ritva with Rashi and Menachos, maybe we could learn Rashi different. Oy Amira means Amira Lehedya, where you're talking to someone else. Oy Machshava, and that is Mavur in Rashi and other places, that Machshava means that you have to be Moitzi prepared, but it's not loud enough for anyone to hear. Zulai, what do you have? The Rashi and the Menachos, Yava Yakosav Ashlishi, Yachriya Ben Shtei Hapsukim Asaisim Zuez, Rashi and Bab Mitzia, and Rashi of the end. The Shoyrish Shaboy is already in the Ritva. Yeah. Grada, the Hezber and the Ritva, in Kan Makoimoy, but the Lomdis, Reboch Be says that a Dibur, that someone speaks to someone else, is a higher level of Das. There's different levels of das. Dibur that you're talking to someone else is a higher level of das in the dibur. That's one nekuda that Rebbe said. Could be you could be mazel in other ways. Yeah. This is chelik number one, the machshava of Beis Shammai. What's machayiv? Do you need to say it like the Rishonim say, and saying without hearing is called machshava, or do you need to? Is it enough if you just mechashe? Okay, let's move on. That sheet is special. Beisel loy me'ena chayiv ad she yishlech bo yad. Shenem loy shalach yad. Amr beisham le beisel loy nema kol dvar pesha. Amr beisel le beisham loy nema loy shalach yad. Yom lechet yeyu. You already said it. You have to know why they're repeating it. Amr beisham le beisel. Im kein al kol dvar pesha, lamelish yochel ein li elahu, amal la'avdei l'shluchoi minayin, tamad leimer al kol dvar pesha. V'tzarech bir, vos is avdei v'shluchoi, amal l'shluchoi minayin. An eved is a regular shliach. Why is the Gemara over here putting eved differently? As avada, this reminds us of the Rebbe Kiva Egil, amen beiz amir aleph, that he brings down the tzad, that an Eved is a maila on a shliach, because Yad Eved ki Yad Raboy, because he has a hechir adim. However, so what? We're being marba the second din? How could you be marba two different dinim from the pasuk? Like you're saying, Eved is a different din? This is a makkah to Reb Chaim Shmulevitz that we saw b'shaitai, that he's mazbir, the Tosfos, that avada eved works with shlichus. On shlichus, yad eved wouldn't be kiyad rabba. But once we have the parsha of shlichus, now yad eved is a shlichus adifa because it's yad eved kiyad rabba. So fear of chayin shmolevitz, the gemara is gishmak, The Gemara is saying shlichus and eved, because eved is a hechra din shlichus. It's just one ribuy of shlichus. Just there's a diak in the Gemara that eved is a higher din, a higher mantrega of shlichus. What's the Gemara? Frek the marid a bombishayla on the Gemara. So what is our kol dvar pesha coming to say? That you're chayiv for shlichus. Frag the marit. You're not chayiv for the dibur, according to Beis Hillel. You're chayiv for the maisa shliach. The maisa shliach is misyachis to the mishalach. As he did it. As what are we saying? Our kol dibur is coming to be malba shlichus. Shlichus is not a dibur. Shlichus is a maisa. The maisa, the shliach, is misyachis back to the mishalach. And that's why the mishalach is chayiv. As the Marit wants the boy from here is huge chiddush, which Be'ez Hashem will see tomorrow, that the ribuy of shlichus yad is not that there is a parsha of shlichus, it's a nayadin that yichayev for the shlichus. Be'ez Hashem, the Marit will see tomorrow the ksois the diyuk from the Rambam. Of a behelim divrei the Marit before the Torah samarit l'chayra over here we want to buy a gevaldika yisoy. What is the mechayiv of the mishaleach? The mechayiv of the mishaleach is the minui. Because he did a minui, therefore the maisa of the shliach is misyachis to him. You can't be mechayiv him because the maisa of the shliach is misyachis him alone, because he didn't do it. Kilu it's misyachis to him. It's because he caused the maisa of the shliach, therefore it's misyachis to him. Therefore he's chayiv. But his chayiv is for the minut. As that's the al kol dvar pesha, because in shlichus, why are you chayiv? Because you were memane. As at the end of the day, the maisa is misyachis, but why are you achroi for the maisa misyachis? Why is the maisa misyachis the minut? And this isn't just the lomdis. We have a gevaldik yachidish lahalocha. When do you give hasra to the mishach? Do you give hasra b'shas the minui, or do you give hasra Bishas the Maisa Hariga? What does the Olam time? When do you give Hasra? Meaning the Fish Shamai by Ritzicha, there's the din of Yeshliach Litvar Aveda. Where do you give? What is the Olam time of? Why? Nevariah? You saw it already, okay. But before the Shidalai Naidu, the Shidalai Mi is a Raya. Yeah. But there's a raya misfara. How could you be master him b'shas tariga? He can't stop it. A piyosher. What, you're going to be master him when the shliach's killing? He could be in a different place. He could be totally not able to stop the shliach from killing. As what's going to help the hasra? Hasra normally is I'm giving you hasra that you shouldn't do the maisa. But when you send the shliach, and the shliach is doing the maisa, what are you going to be maser the mishaleach? Mishaleach when the mishaleach is in a place where you can stop the shliach. I hear, but b'derech klal, he's not in the place. So how could you be maser? The chayre, it's muchach mineyu bey, that avada, the hasra is going to be b'shas ha'mino. B'chein is mefurish, and the shita lay neide l'mi, in mem gimel amet aleph. The shita lay neide l'mi, yes, it's hasra safik. He means b'shas minui. I don't know if the shliach is going to do it, as it's asra safik. Zog the shita loy neidu lemi. The pasuk's talking about where David told Uriah. As we know, Uriah is going to listen to David, as that's not called asra safik, because you know the shliach is going to do it. Muchach klar in the shita loy neidu lemi. The asra was b'shas minui. That's why he's asking it's asra safik. The teretz is when I know the shliach is going to do it. It's not asra safik. Ashtei klo das roz b'shas minui. Ay, das roz to be b'shas the mechayiv of the avira. You can't be master a guy before the mechayiv of the avira. As how can you be master b'shas minui? The mechayiv of the avira is the ritzicha, not the minui. Ashtei da, that the minui is his mechayiv. That's the lashon of the pasuk. Kol dvar pesha. Yeah. So it's a shena boy from the Gemara l'chayra. What the mechayiv of shlichus is? It's the minui.
Zrikas echatz. One is the mechayiv.
Shas the zrika. That's when you get it. Yeah. Talmud loymar kol dvar pesha hinicha lebeis hila elebeis shamay demukile lahay krov b'machshava kibaisa nelech minei v'chulam. is the Gemara of Shlichus Yad. Now let's come back to Tosis to see this the Inyan and Shlichus. Tosis brings down the Brice in Mila. Niska Balabayas, Loi Niska Shliach, a Shliach Mo. Even though normally by Shlichus we say, by Mila, Yesh Shliach Lidvar Aveir, the Mashalach is Moyo, but if the Balabayas is Niskar, the Shliach is Mo. The Tzarech Beer, why? Why is it that the Shliach is Mal? Because there's two Malchim in Rashi to be Masbir this. The Ksois and Shenem Ches, the Bekiva Eger and Dafnun are both Miyasid, that there's a steer in Rashi, two Rashis in Shas to be Masbir this Aloha, and each Rashi in every place has a different reason. But let's start off with Rashi and Chagiga, Daf Yoram and Beis. Rashi says, because when it's Niskil, the Balabayis, as the Balabayis doesn't want to be Mayel, he doesn't want to get an Aveira, he doesn't want to be over an Aveira, as he's Mevatel, the Shlichus. Freg de Ksois, Bittel needs a deeper. He says that it's a Umdin de Muchach, that no one wants to be Chayib Aveiris, for Aveiris, as Mimela Zicher, he's Mevatel it, Anan Sadi, that he's Mevatel, the Shlichus. And that's like the sugya later on the test in Gittin Lamed Daled, that if you make a shliach, you could be mavatulin after you made the shliach, as you mavatul the shliach. As Rashi says, that's the reason why the mishalach is not moil, because he was mavatul the shlichus, oy shlichus. And Rashi in Chagiga, Yoram et Beis adds in the Rashi afterwards, and that's the reason why the shliach is moil. Ah, he's a shliach, and when he's a shliach, there's no mila, zok. The Zakrashi is mevatel the shlichus, as that's why the shlichus is moil. Now says Shitas Rashi. In Rashi later on Nuna Mebeis, Rashi is choilik in two nekudas. Rashi says the reason why the mishalach is not moil is because the mishalach is amazed. He was nisker before the mila happens. As Ibeze, he's amazed. And ain't mila b'mezid. That's what Rashi says. Tzarech levar, poskeit to the machlekes. Rashi in Chagiga says, because he's mevatel the shlichus. Meduyik in Rashi, if he wouldn't be mevatel the shlichus, it would be called mila b'shayhi. And Rashi over here is mevur that no, it's not called mila b'shoigi. It would be a mila b'mezid. Mitzorch levar b'meh nechleku Rashi and Rashi in Chagiga. Rashi in Kedushin Daf Nun says the reason is because ain mila b'mezid. And Rashi in Chagiga Daf Yoram Beis says because he's mevatlet. Mashma, if it wouldn't be, he would be called a shayge. Vosketa the machloikis. How do you look at it? Is the mile, he was nisker, but he's a shayge. Why is he a shayge? What's the need? As there are those lamdonim that want a time. Well, over here, the shliach's a shayge. As maybe the shoygig of the shliach is misyachis back to the mishalach. As what is Rashi later on in Daf Nun Taine? There's no mila because he's amazed. But over here the shliach's doing the mila and the shliach's a shoygig. As the maisa mila of the shliach, which is b'shoygig, is misyachis back to the mishalach. As it's called that the maisa was done b'shikov. There are great salam donim that want to learn that way. Abalididenu ma'oid loy mistaka. Why? We find shlichus on a maise. That Yenim's maise could be called my maise. But to say that the shkug of the shliach is misyach is back to the mishalach, and it's kilu called the mila is b'shoigi when the mishalach is amazed, thus is gor a rizige chidish. Not only is it a rizig of the chiddush, it's l'chayra milsa d'loy mistabek klal. L'chayra shkaga is a dover which is tali on the mayel. It's tali in his leg. shkoga the shliach should not be misyakis back to the mishalach. As behelam divrayim, mira lahaz berashi ba'ayfen. And this is the yisoid Rav Nachum used for many things. We've seen it a bunch of times. Vosgeta the shayla in a different area. Over here, b'shas the minui, he was a shayli. He was nisker after the minui. As the shayla is, when you're nisker after the minui and you send the shliach, does the zikaron after the minui make you into a mezid? Does get the shayla. Rashi later on says, well, if you remembered before, you're called a mezid, because before the mila happened, you remember. And Rashi in Chagiga holds not that way. Rashi in Chagiga holds that no, being that he was a shaygig b'shas ha-minui, that's enough. And what's the hesper? Because like we saw in the Gemara about Kol Bal Pesha from the Shaila of the Marit, what is the mechayiv? The minui. The minui is where you sent him. That's your zrikas chetz. As if that's your zrikas chetz, the minui, when you sent him, as if you're shoygig b'shas zrikas chetz, you're a shoygig. Afterwards, you remember, vosis! The shliach went already, he's on the way, it has nothing to do with you. As you're a shoygig. And Rashi, in Kedushin, is choylik. He holds that no, being that when the maisa mila happens, you're amazed. It's called the Mila was done by Mezid. The Tzarech Levar Ba'oimik, what is the Machlekes? Bez Hashem will come back to it. We're going to see a Hezber, Gishmak a Hezber in the Machlekes. Adkan, the Maisa, when he learned Shabbos on Daf Kuk Beis, had a big shayla on this Mahalach of Ibn Nochum. This Yisoid, when you shoot an arrow, and in middle you remembered, it's in the first Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuk Beis. The Gemara in Shabbos handles on Shabbos, Yom Chayiv, the Malach of Hoitzah. As what happens if you were Zayrik a Chetz, you were Shoyi B'Shas the Zrika, and when the Chetz is going, you're amazing. You remembered that it's Shabbos in middle, as now you're amazing. You're not a Shoyi anymore. It's a Machloikis. We hold like Roiv Amarayim that say, he's amazing. He doesn't bring a carbon chattis. As lechayra, it's a mafurish gemara. And if not, it's a machlekes hamarayim. But it's a mafurish sugya of zrikas chetz. If in middle after the zrikas chetz, you remember what the halacha is. We're very excited. We did Torah Vasha, learned the kedushin again, came back, asked him the question. Rav Asher answered, the sugya is going by chattis. It's only yisoid in carbon chattis. Now, the shaita when we learned the sugya in Shabbos, Roy Vachreinim learned it's a sugya all over. Finally, I found the Kiryat Sefer in Hilchos Shgagas, Perek Beis, that says this is also drasha from a pasuk in carbon chattis. Found like a chavar for Rav Asher, a kiryat sefer in Hilchos Shgagas Perek Beis that says that it's a gzeiras hakasav in chattis. Even in the kiryat sefer, I'm not so convinced because it could be you learn out other korbanos from chattis. It's a big chiddush. As Rav Asher was medayik, the Mishnah says it by chattis. I had to wait till Masechta Shabbos till I found it. Why isn't it somewhere else? Must be it's a din dafka in Shgagas in chattis. Yeah. Nishbar. It's a big chiddush what Rav Asher said. Yeah, afterwards Rav Asher said it over in Shir Dara, and he said over it's only by chattis. Yeah, it's a reason your chiddush that this tchiyah. It's gonish boshim. Behelim divrei Rav Asher. After you could be mechalik ba'oifin achem, that it's cholik from a shliach. Why? You could say ba'oifin zeh. You'd be able to say that over there, when you zayrik a chetz, the chetz is going mikoichoy. As every rega the chetz is going, it's kilu, you're sending it. Because your koyach sent it in the air. And that's the lashon we had in Baba Kam in the Sugya and Daf Chav Beis. Avishai Mishum Chitzay, that Rebbe Be'er brings down B'Shem Reb Chaim, that what Zrikas Chetz, Oise V'choize V'oise. Every rega, your koyach is making it go. As a mele, every rega is going with your koyach, as every rega is kilo your Oise V'choize V'oise. As over there, if you become amazed, you became amazed in the middle of your maisa. Masha Enkein in our sugi, when you're sending a shliach, it's not literally you're taking him and you're shooting him with an arrow. It's not literally koyach. The word is you sent him, as what he does is misyaches to you. But it's zichah not a maisa hanim sheches. As over here, maybe it's different. That would be a mokom l'chal. It's a shena gemara. It's like you're learning Rashi, the Machlokes, the Rashi, and Al Chagiga and the Rashi. There, lechora, it's a sugya and Shabbos. That's both ways. Kosher mafurish a sugya. Okay. As thus is shlav number one.
I can't say it's because the shliach has his own das. He's going by himself.
Let's say.
That could be
another reason why he's not, why it's different over there. Okay. We already said the Shliach's Das is not today a klapi de Mashallah. That's how we started off. But if you want to say different, okay. Fine. So that's Chelik number one. Chelik number two, Ligda, it equally interesting machlokes. Could you be mevatel? Rashi and Chagiga says you're mevatel the shlichus. As soon as you become amazed, you're mevatel the shlichus. And Rashi and Kedushin doesn't use this etza. He doesn't say you're mevatel the shlichus. In fact, Rashi and Kedushin is, why is the shliach chayiv? He's a shliach. And he says, Ol shtikl Torah, we have to see. Why didn't Rashi and Kedushin say you're mevatel the shlichus? Nechayr, it's a gevaldika patent. What is Rashi on? As Yeshe rotsu lilmoig, it's a balabata shemach leikis. Rashi and Kedushin holds is no umdina, he wants to be mevatel the shlichus. Even though he doesn't want to get an aveira, he doesn't want to get an einish. It's oy mat Rosh Hashanah. That is kol Hashanah. Who wants an aveira? It's a machlikis balabatish if there's an umdina that he wants to be mevatel the shlichus. Efshe, that's the chilek in Rashi, Madura, whatever. Efshe, behelem divreyem, Efshe to say, geita alom dishra machlekes. There is a shmua b'shein Reb Chaim Mibrisk, that Reb Chaim Mibrisk clarified, what is shlichus on Mila? How do you understand shlichus on Mila? We saw there's two kinds of shlichusim in the Torah. The shlichus on a maisa, like by mazik, there's no chalois, it's raw shlichus on a maisa. And then there's shlichus on a chalois, shlichus in kinyanim. What is megila? Mila on one hand, you need a kinyan to do mila. But on the other hand, you could say that when you do a maisa v'itzar rishus, even if you're a shaygig, the mila is chal. As you don't need the same level of das that you need all over. As do you say it's a gzeres akosid? But MS maisa mila is you do a maisa v'itzar rishus. And the mila, the Torah says it's a kinyan. But you don't shaft the halois. It's just shlichus on a maisa. Oh, that's the shlichus of mila. Or no, by mila we look at it, you're shafting the halois. Your maisa v'itzar rishus is what shafts the halois mila. As what is mila? Memela, what is shlichus ala mila? And they say from Reb Chaim, got an interesting raya. Reb Chaim brought a raya from Chagiga, Rashi in Chagiga, Daf Yoram Bebeis, that Rashi says, in Mevatel Shlichus. Tainiz Reb Chaim, Bittel Shlichus is only Shayich in Shlichus on a Chalois. It's not Shayich on Shlichus on a Maisa. What's the Hesder? It's Koidim Kol. It's a svara yeshara, tishmei. Beishamai holds yeshliach l'dvar avera by ritzicha. as you have a great idea. You want to be potter from your all your tzichas, hire someone from the mafia to kill someone. The rega he leaves, be mavatal the shlichas. Gavaldik, he's the retzeach, you're not the retzeach. Yeah. As even though we hold yeshliach l'tvar aveira, you could go ahead and be mavatal the shlichas. Hayala aladas, that you could do such a thing. Hare, you were goyim it, you made him do it. He's your shliach. He's going. You shot him already. He's going because you told him. You sent him to kill. He's only doing it because you told him. Hayala aladas, you can get out of it and be mavatal him. Pashtis, misvara, mitzadiyakis, not. I, when do you have bittul shlichus? Only in kedushin and gerushin. Is mazver Reb Chaim, because kedushin and gerushin needs your das to shaft the chalois. As what is bittul shlichus means? Bittul shlichus means you mavatal the das. As he can't do the chalois anymore, because you need your das for the chalois to happen. And the fizeh, you could umtaych it in a lomdish and nusach. There's two chalokim in milui. Number one, you're sending him to do it. The minui, the tzivui. And number two, you're giving him the das, the shaf, the chalois. Bittul shlichus is in the das, the shaf, the chalois. But it can't be in the minui. Why? Because you sent him. But you're going to say you're not sending him. You sent him already. He's going. He's doing it because of you. How's it shayach bittul? It's not shayach bittul. Ayubazei zakrib chayim. If Rashi says, by mila, it's shayach bittul shlichus. Muchach in Rashi that by Mila you need das to shaf the chalois Mila. So Mela tshayich bittul shlichos. As in Rashi in Chagiga, we have a raya that the gather of Mila is you need the das to shaf the chalois, and it's called shlichos in asiyas hachalois. Ad kan divrei agracha levi al pi shmur. Once we have Reb Chaim, then we could add l'fi zeh zeh gishmak. So what does Rashi and Kedushin hold? Rashi and Kedushin holds you can't be mavatal. Rashi will hold like the other side of Reb Chaim, that it's shlichas ala maisa, it's not shlichas ala das. As being that it's shlichas ala maisa, as therefore it's not shayach bittul shlichas.
The shlichas is das.
What? That's only Birkin Yon, not by myself. Yeah. Okay. Thief.
No. What das do you need to mell? What's the shame?
The das is your das bishkaga that you're making a kinyan is the das that's part of the chalos. You thought you were making a kinyan for him, and really it's hekdish. But you have a das to be poil a kinyan. That's the kilu, the lomdash of klar Reb Chaim. That das is poil the chalois, or because it's a das betois, it has to be the Torah is poil the chalois. That's bidiyuk the nekuda. The nekuda is a suffix of Reb Chaim. Ma'od yitachin. If this is the machloikis, the two Rashi's, if Mila is a shlichus on a mice, or Mi'ila is a shlichus on the chalois, and Mikoyach the Minui, Ma'od you could talk and you could say the other machloikis between the two Rashi's is Lishitasha. Rashi over here says that if the guy is Nisker afterwards, he's amazing. Rashi on Daf Nun. Why? Because Rashi and Daf learn is learning, it's not mitzad the minu, it's the maisa, shlichus ala maisa. As la maisa b'shas maisa, he's amazing. But Rashi in Chagiga is learning that it's shlichus on a chalois. The minu is when he gives over his das, that's poil the chalois kinyan. When he gave over his das, that's poil the chalois kinyan, he was a shoyeg in his das milo. Who cares what happens afterwards? As Lefiza, we have a Nifladik Mikmech that the two Machloiksim, Rashi, which seem to be two separate Machloiksim, She'enam Shaykh Zu Lezu, Ma'oy Yitochin, it's one Hezber. The Shaila is, what is Mila? Is Mila Shlichus on the Maisa Mila? And then it's Tali when you do the Mila, the Pile? Or is it shlichas of asiyas chalois, and then the das is b'shas minu? Shoy yigemezer is tali b'shas minu. Yeah. So we come a very gishmak bo shinuyim of tali in the same zay gishmak. Lam is boinim. Das is the shinuyim in Rashi. Okay. Now let's see what is Tosfos. Those are the two Rashis. There's a machloikis in Rashi. We have a possible hezbo. What could be the machloikis in Rashi in the Chakira of Reb Chaim? Now let's come and be minded. What is Shitas Tosfos? Does Rashi hold? Does Tosfos hold like Rashi and Chagiga, or does Tosfos hold like Rashi and Kedusha and Daf Mor? Let's go step by step. Tosfos over here is meduyik like Rashi in Kedusha and Daf Mor. Why? Because Tosfos says, Nisker balabayis v'loy nisker shliach, ashliach mo, nisker shneim chemini mo. Ve'atam lefidimila ein ela b'shoyge. Zagreb nochum, the lashon of Tosfos, ve'atam is mashma, he's mazbe everything that's going in this braisa. Both did. It's going back on the din of Niska Balabayis Loi Niska Shlia. That the Tom is because he's amazed. That's like Rashi and Gedushin. Daf Nun. Oh. The Afike Yamr of Nochum Bod in Chelik Beis, Simon Mem Dalid brings a raya from Tosfos on the Dalid Amit Beis. He brings a raya from this din, Niska Balabayis Loi Niska Shliach, Ein Mila Bemezit. There's a bitl shlichus. Where do you see from this era and mila b'mezit? As meduyik in Tosfos here, mufurish in Tosfos. Tosfos is learning like Rashi and Kedusha and Daf Nun. Gavaldi, we have achra. However, frektik says in Rabbi Kiva Eger, Tosfos here can't learn like Rashi and Daf Nun, because Rashi and Daf Nun goes like this. Zog Rashi. Why isn't the balabayis mal? Because he's amazing. So why is the shliach mo'el? Haray, he's a shliach. The shliach is not chayiv. Zot Rashi, being that the Baal HaBayis is amazing, it wasn't nischadish the parsha of Yeshliach l'dvar avera b'mila. The Torah only said a ribuy of chet chet b'truma kidei to be machayiv the mishaleach. But see where the mishaleach is amazing, it wasn't said the ribuy of chet chet b'truma. As being that it wasn't said, the riboy, we go back to the klal of kol ha'teira kulav, ein shliach l'dvar aveira. As if he's not a shliach, he's chayiv. Fret the ksais and Rabbi Kiva Eger. Mila is a shoyeg. You're only in shoyeg, Tosfos says, yei shliach l'dvar aveira. As how could Rashi over there say that the reason why the shliach is mild by Niska Balabayis is because there's no ribuy of mila yesh shliach l'dvar aveira. So we choise it to the cloud of ein shliach l'dvar aveira. It's here of mila is a shoygeg, and by shoygeg yesh shliach l'dvar aveira. Zog the ksais in Rabbi Kivega. Rashi over there is choylik on Tosfos. How is Tosfos going to answer Rashi's question? He's going to go like Rashi in Chagiga. And Reb Nochum was medayik and moichiach. He doesn't go with Rashi in Chagiga. So this is the greatest shaila on Tosfos. Minei Yubei. This is the big shaila. Taif. As we saw a lot, we'll leave it open to the oilam to do. Let's work on the sugya, let's work on the two Rashis, get them klar, and we have to see there's Hashem, what could be a mahalach in the Ashur, it's machayiv, a third kilo, another way of learning. Lemaise, we want to hear this one stira that the ksais with the Kiva Egan, no one asks, but we want to ask. Maybe the oilam could give me rishus. Rashi and Baba Kama, Ayin Tes, Tosfos is Medayik holds by Shoyig, Yeshliach Lidvar Aveira. Because Rashi learns the Mishnah in Baba Kama, Ayin Tes, it's talking by a Shoyig. And the Ksois, and Rabbi Kiva Eger, boy from Rashi in Kedushin daf nun, that Rashi holds by Shoyge, Yeshliach with Vara Veiro. As is the Stira in Rashi, if by Shoyge you say Shliach with Vara Veiro or not, the Stira from Rashi in Kedushin daf nun to Rashi in Baba Kama Ayin Tes. If anyone finds anyone that is the Stira, Yismach Moy. It's a steer, the Kivega, the Mamish Boying, the two Tambeda, Zayashain. Yeah. Of all the Choyer, Rashi and Baba Kama, and Tess, Tysus boys, that he holds like Tysus, that by Shayi Geshliach with Vara Veda. As if Toyram sees someone that asks him and gives a terrace, Yismach Mo'oi. Ad Kama, we don't, after we could say our own terrace, with the Miri over here. The Miri over here says, the answer to Taisa's question is because Mila is Chayev B'Shoyge, as therefore the Shliach ain't Shliach L'Dvar Avera even B'Shoyge. Why? Because what's the reason why Torah was Mechayev Mila B'Shoyge? You should have been careful. In those days, there was a lot of hektish around. As you should be more careful. As when the Torah is chayiv you b'mila b'shoigig, is because your shoigig is not a real shoigig. There's a lot of mayishal hektish in those days. As it's something which is matzu, you have to be very careful. As you're not a real shoigig. That's why the Torah was machayiv you b'shoigig. As of the Miri, over here on Mbezam, Taisis' question, Rashi and Baba Kama says by shoigig, that yesh liach l'dvar aveira, and over here we say ein shliach l'dvar aveira. Ever the Miri, Rashi and Baba Kam is going by gneva. Gneva is potter b'shoigi. As if you're a shoigig, you're a real shoigi. Up over here we're going by mila, where the reason why yechayev b'shoigig is because havelei leida. He should have checked it more. He's achroi. He's a poisheya. He's not a real shoigi. As over here, you can't say this. You can't say it's not applicable to Svar of Divrei Rav, the Divrei Talmud Mishoimim, because he didn't know. He should have known. As because he should have found out and he should have known, we still say Divrei Rav, the Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishoimim. So if you're the Miri over here, the Shena Mahalach to be Miyashim, these is in Rashi. Okay, that's it. A little bit Cheshvin, but Cheshbon is Amami, heavy lumbus in the tomorrow there's Hashem, we're getting close, it's a shorter Zman, so we're trying to move ahead, because we're going to learn the Gemara, we're going to try to get to Adam and Yisrucha, Yisei HaRoi Gesa Nefesh, in Gemara Rashi, and also we'll be Mashlem, Ksois and the Marit, that they say the Rivuyim of Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveira is because it's not Shlichus.